This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Brian Koberger back in court for a fairly significant and very tension-filled hearing between Ann Taylor and Judge John Judge. The issue at hand, the survey that Ann Taylor decided to send out to residents of the area of Moscow, Idaho, asking, you know, their opinion of the Koberger case, asking fairly detailed questions about, you know, what are your thoughts, all in an effort to prove that there was a bias in the community. The problem with this is, are you creating a bias in the community by doing this? And are you violating the gag order on this case as well? Judge John Judge, it's always hard to say that one, seems to think so, although nothing has officially been decided yet, but there was a demand to stop the survey. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. What do you think of this? It's a somewhat, I wouldn't say common practice, but it happens, I'll say that, where they may send out surveys and things like that to potential jurors. And again, these are not to even the known jurors, because we're not even near that point yet. But how can something like this have an effect on a community?
I would love to read the questions. You know, that hasn't been revealed to us what they were asking. Mm-hmm. But you certainly can frame perceptions. You can influence perceptions with the way you ask questions. And just by receiving something in the mail, well, there's an impact. You know, that is, you know, it may go one way, it may go another way. We don't really know without seeing the contents here. But yeah, I think it was probably the right thing that the judge did to say, let's not do that here. It's already there's enough out there about it.
Well, that's kind of my thought. I would imagine if you're not aware of this yet, I don't know who you are or why you wouldn't be if this happened in your very, very small community. But let's just say you haven't been paying much attention and you get this thing in the mail. That might make you pay a little bit more attention.
100%. 100%. Whatever the questions are asking about, I would probably have a tendency then to go get on Google and look it up. Mm-hmm. You know, what did they mean about that? Oh, let's go see here. So, yeah, it's interesting.
Good strategy or bad strategy here? She's very hell-bent on trying to get this thing moved to another county. Some of the arguments made, well, it'll be closer to the airport for everybody who wants to come see the show. There's better restaurants. That was literally one of the things that was brought up today as an argument in court. I was kind of taken aback by some of those points because I don't think anyone really cares. It has nothing to do with finding justice here. Is, oh, great, the gawkers and reporters, we can get better food or something and we can stay at a nicer La Quinta. You know, it's just doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean, especially when you're stirring the pot here and adding, you know, more fuel to the fire of a community.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be fascinating to read the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know what was in it,
yeah.
But I agree.
At what point did, because we hear about this and sometimes trials get moved to other counties because of the media sensation that they are. I think it's argued pretty well now that doesn't really make that much of a difference because these things go over. What would be the criteria today that you would say, like, okay, this is movable. There's a reason why we should move this. And does that exist here in the Koberger case?
I don't see it here because it's had so much international news for, you know, how long has this been in the news? Ever since the murders happened,
yeah.
The day of
yep.
the murders, yep. This has been in the news internationally. So I don't think in this case, it's going to make a bit of difference. Now, in a different case where, you know, small town didn't get any publicity outside of the town, sure, I've seen that happen many times. But that's not what we're dealing with here, so I don't think it'll go that way.
That's an interesting way of looking at it, where it would be a small or much less profile case, but the town itself is engulfed in it. I could see that. I didn't even think of it that way, but obviously that's not what is happening here. And then there's concerns that it violates the gag order. I'm wondering what sort of repercussions that could have if they do, in fact, find that that was in violation. I mean, there could be censures. I don't know.
Ann Taylor certainly tries everything. She, you know, if I decide to commit a murder, I'll do it in Idaho and
hope you get Ann Taylor.
Get hold of her. Yeah.
Yeah. She certainly has her work cut out for her, and she certainly has been quite creative on her strategies. Mm-hmm. We'll see if this one works. Mm-hmm. Time will tell.
Yeah. We can't say she's not trying everything.
No, not at all. All right. We will wrap up right there.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.